After a few dreadfully boring days at sea, we ported in Arlesburg, where we were ordered by Captain Silvermane to remain on board for the night. After I cunningly defied him, we made our way to the Frosted Flagon for a bit of fun and gambling. At the table, I exposed a cheater in our midst, and for my noble deed, I was robbed by sailors. Find out where the night takes us on this episode of Short Quest, Long Rest.
As you are sort of regathering what you had previously put out on the table as your bet, there's only 3 silver and 5 copper remaining.
Oh, you got shaft.
Is this something he notices? Or not?
Say, this is something you notice.
He's going to stride towards the door.
3 silver.
Oh, boy. So... he's just draining his flagon. On the way, just sets it on a random table.
So you're going
table.
Out the front door.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I imagine Rian sees him storming out of the back and walking towards the front door.
Yeah, Rian, you've been kind of able to keep an eye on the table mm-hmm. that those two have been at for a while. Mm-hmm. And as Felgrin sort of marches past you following the group that had previously left, he does drain his flagon and overturn it onto the table where the skinny guy you've been listening in on has been sitting for a while now and continues marching towards the door.
I think he'd also would kick back his, set it down, and be like, oh, damn it. Okay, here we go. Didn't follow after him.
Dreamer follows, continuing to sip on his shot.
Just tiny little...
Yeah, he's really nursing that thing. And
little thimble glass.
I was gonna say, does he finish it before he leaves the bar?
Probably.
All right. Does he leave the glass behind or take it with him?
He gently sets it down.
Okay.
That'd have been awesome.
So very
yelled at for walking
very
out.
Gingerly sets his glass down at the table of a very confused couple of people who kind of stare at this Warforged hovering over them, and one guy. You can almost see the alcohol swimming in his eyes, is swaying even in his seat.
I didn't think I'd see something like that tonight. You human?
Hand on his shoulder. No. And walk out.
Analyzing.
Kind of looks into the... As you walk away, you kind of like look over your shoulder briefly, and you see him look down into his flagon. And look after you, and almost seems to be like working his mouth, like he's thinking real hard to the point where he's almost saying words out loud to help himself think, and then just kind of shakes his head, finishes his drink. As you step out into the street with the others, and there is now that biting nighttime wind, it is now about 10:30 at night. The moon has crept a little closer to its, high point in the sky. Still, dim light. The streets are brilliantly lit with moonlight and small lanterns everywhere. And I want you all to give me a perception check to see where that group has gone.
Would I be at disadvantage?
I would say Grin and Dreamer roll me a con check before you roll your perception.
Over a flagon of wine?
It's good wine.
Flagons are
big.
I
was gonna say, that's a lot of wine you drain. Wine glasses are tiny and you can get drunk off those.
All right. Dreamer, you're fine. Grin, that wine was a little stronger than what you're used to. It's certainly had some time to age and, you know, it was top shelf. You are currently poisoned.
Oof.
Good.
Good. Good answer.
And definitely feeling it as you stagger out onto the cobblestones underfoot.
Well, that explains how he's going to approach this situation.
Yup.
I'm going to need you to give me perception checks now, with Grin at disadvantage.
Yeah.
Great.
The other one was, I don't know, neither of them were good for you.
I don't need to know the shit. I have friends.
Dreamer got an 18, I got a 20, and Grin's got a solid 6.
They probably went south.
Nice.
Which is really interesting, because the direction Felgrin points, you being a sailor there, Rian, it's actually west.
I kind of grab him by the shoulders and turn him.
yes, thank you.
Weirdly, you and Dreamer do notice that the party that had left ahead of you does seem to be going south along the street. Yeah. So, in a weird way, he was right, but also not.
Yeah, at least a broken clock's right twice a day.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Sure you did, bud.
He just trudges in the snow.
Yeah, you're like, what are we doing?
I'm getting my money back.
Okay, but did you lose it fairly?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... Is it worth it? How much did you lose? Let's...
Nobody steals from me.
Okay. Well, that's very noble, I think.
There's nothing to do with that. It is a point of pride.
Yeah, pride gets you really, really far in this world. So, again, how much? How much was stolen?
Not important.
Not important. Okay. Well, I guess I'll pray that it was worth it. Let's go.
He's going. He's all going. Right. Don't you worry.
So, this group seems to be moving pretty quickly ahead of you. And it does take a bit of effort to keep pace with them. You are able to keep them in sight, however. Until they cut into a passage between a couple of buildings out of your line of sight, I'm going to need a survival check from somebody to continue to pursue these people who are intent on their target.
Not me.
I suppose I will be tracking them.
Yeah, you're probably the only one with survival. I say I got a good old solid 0 and no wisdom bonus.
9.
Yep.
So they're pretty decently ahead of you, and you do kind of judge where you think they might have turned. City streets are not particularly familiar to you.
Not at all.
When you do turn where you think that they disappeared, you find yourself staring instead at a dead end with a couple of refuse bins. On a dark street lined with dark buildings, there are no more lights. You've kind of wandered away from those parts of the town. It is a much more residential district you seem to have found yourselves in. You would have assumed that they were going this direction, but the only place to squeeze through there, they wouldn't have been able to go through very quickly.
I thought you knew where they were going.
It is dark.
He can't see in the dark like we can.
Clearly. Well, Rian.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will put a bee in your bonnet.
Or you want me to try to track him?
Well, if you don't, it's very possible that a tiefling will die being beaten to death.
Well, see, the way I see it is if I don't track him, you can't find him. Therefore, no one gets beaten to death.
Not talking about me.
Oh, so they're after... Are they after a tiefling?
They're after a tiefling because I, correctly, said that he was cheating.
So you called out a cheater.
What else they're do you do to... with a cheater?
No, I agree. So why are we saving him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you feel that cheating deserves a death sentence?
Do we know they're going to kill him?
I could feel it.
It doesn't take much convincing for a group of men to kill a tiefling.
I think he kind of sighs at that. He's like, oh, you're... You're likely right with that. Okay. So, yeah, he'll try to do a try to track him.
Alright, if you want to give me that survival check.
Okay, okay.
Hey!
Hey, not bad.
Okay. So, you do notice that Dreamer wasn't terribly far off. There are boot prints in the snow a little further up the street.
Okay.
That seem to be turning eastward from where you're going.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can see their tracks. They lead up here a little bit. Looks like there's a little turnoff between those houses up there.
Good.
Right off to the right. So, like, I think that's where they're heading.
Well, let's go.
Okay.
All right.
He'll...
So who's taking the lead as you guys follow this group that went ahead of you?
We'll be following behind.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so you're just charging off, Felgrin?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not? Okay, then I'll take the lead.
Makes sense, since he doesn't, I mean, you just kind of said it. He doesn't know. He's following your lead.
Gotcha. Whoa.
Sliding on the ice.
Yeah, I guess so.
Alrighty. And the street does seem to widen out a little more here. Narrower than the cobbled thoroughfare that you're on, but certainly not as narrow as some of the alleys that you've passed. You do see several boot prints in the snow. And at this time of night, now that it's getting to be about 10:45, 11 o'clock, there is a very, very light dusting of snow that is coming from the sky. A couple of clouds have rolled in. But the moon still shines very brightly as it approaches its midpoint in the sky. Houses rise on either side of you to about 20 feet up. And you can hear jeers and shouts of a sort further up the street. Seems very distant, like there's buildings between you and the source of the noise.
Yeah, I think he'd start making his way then, like, roughly quickly, like, kind of like, ah, okay, there's something going on up ahead. So, he'd start making his way down the street.
All right.
Waiting for her to be like, and you get sneak attacked.
And you're dead now.
And, how did you know? Go ahead and stop right there. Because as you are passing up the street here, there's no sound that accompanies this person's descent from the roof above you.
Oh no.
You see, Dreamer, out of the corner of your eye, too late to catch it, the dark shape of somebody hooded and cloaked landing beside Felgrin there, with dagger in hand to make a strike at him.
Sure, I'm ready to die.
You won't die. I have more healing now.
So how do I do initiative?
You had healing before?
Toggling.
Hell if we knew.
I had 2 spell slots.
Remember that initiative, you click on the...
Right click on your dude?
The combat tracker, I already put you guys on there. All you gotta do is go to combat tracker and... click on your die.
Huh.
Oof.
Okay. That's not terrible.
Not great.
Alrighty.
Banger.
So.
Hardly know her. Sorry.
Please cut out that part.
Leave it in.
Yeah, I was going to say, that might have been my best joke yet tonight.
So, as this hooded and cloaked figure drops down from the nearby rooftop with dagger in hand, ready for Felgrin. You are surprised. So, Dreamer, Miri, unfortunately you're not quick enough to act as this person thrusts out with that weapon against your compatriot here. And they are... Oh, sorry, with a short sword.
The shortest of swords.
Yay!
Rolls a 6 to hit, so nice. Unfortunately misses. But.
Okay, well, I mean, still, it does less damage. Hopefully.
They're going to make a. Well, maybe I should do some of these private.
Nah.
Going to make another attack against you with that short sword.
Nope.
For a 7 to hit.
You are so lucky.
Not connect.
He's just. Dodges it on accident with a drunk sway.
Yeah, the drunken master style. Just
So that is surprise, surprise. And Dreamer, that is your turn. What are you doing
right now? Oh, my.
Oh.
As you notice this individual drop from the roof and try to stab Felgrin twice with a short sword, you see under the hood in the dim light from the full moon above a very, like, round curve of a cheek, pockmarked with what look like acne scars and the edge of some very dirty yellow blonde hair poking out from under that hood. Their lower lip sort of almost in a grimace as they thrust out at this tiefling of yours.
Leap forth, my burly protector, and save me.
There it is.
Damn it! You coward!
I'm gonna circle around to the right here.
Yeah?
And I'm going to cast Thorn Whip.
Nice! See? That's not so bad.
Alright, if you want to, go ahead and roll us that attack roll.
Yay, maybe.
17 connects, give me damage.
Damn.
Nice. Damn. Max damage, six points.
All right. And they are pulled 10 feet towards you, yes?
Mm-hmm.
That works.
That is awesome.
All right. So, whipping out with a vine that appears almost... actually, if you want to describe what Thorn Whip looks like for a druid who's made of wood and metal.
Oh, yeah. Might be different.
Honestly, it probably just looks like a very... It's just a thorn for Dreamer right now.
Alrighty.
I guess that makes sense. You are still a druid. It's not like an extension of yourself. It's still like...
It does come out from like
nature.
Underneath, like from his elbow, like wrapped around his arm as he does it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Alright, and it grabs this person in their left forearm and almost seems to yank them a little off balance. They come staggering towards you, and appearing in front of you, that hood is pushed back a little more, and you see a very angry-looking woman underneath who just kind of bares her teeth at you in a very furious snarl. He's supposed to be mine!
Ooh.
And are you doing anything else with your turn?
Got any bonus actions yet?
I do. But... Ooh. It's not useful right now. I will just sit here. Just like, me?
Alrighty. What is our little girl doing?
Little girl is staying behind Daddy. She's staying right... Yeah, there's nothing to do with her at this point. I can't.
So, crawls out of the backpack or stays in it?
I think I'm going to leave her in the backpack. Like,
okay.
I'd be like, Mary, stay. Like, I think I'd even kind of talk softly, but like, Mary, stay inside.
What's going on out there?
Like, don't worry. Just some bad people that we'll take care of. But you'll be safe. Just stay. Just one. We'll be fine.
All right. And, this person is going to try to make two attacks against you, Dreamer, with Oof. That short sword. That is a 9 to hit.
Oh.
And... a 10 to hit.
Nice.
I am rolling rocks, and that is unusual.
Yep.
I won't complain.
You won't complain. Shit. Yeah. Don't, because there is no need for that.
So wait a minute. Did we do 7, 8, 9, 10? No, 6, 7, 9, 10. My bad. I thought we went straight in the line. That was perfect.
Almost did. So that is going to be the end of their turn. That is now going to be Felgrin.
So...
Just had somebody almost drop down on top of you, try to stab you twice, miss while you're still trying to, like, figure out what the hell is happening, catch up with what's going on around you before this person is yanked away from you.
How do you mess around with radiuses?
So, on the left-hand side, there's a ruler tool, and there is the circle template, which if you click on the tile that you want to target, you can... hold left click and drag it out to the size
gotcha.
That you want.
Oh, it's dark over there. Can't see. So I'm certain there's a way I can do this without targeting Dreamer.
How big is it?
It's 20.
Oof, good luck with that.
Hit me.
What are you trying to say? Stop trying to hit me and hit me.
I think you're going to have a... You're probably going to wind up hitting somebody.
Yeah.
Which spell are you casting?
20 feet is huge.
Let's see. Hold on.
There's, with me and Dreamer, how we're set, like just perfectly north and south of them. The only way to do it would be like way over here, and there's it's just too big a circle.
Okay.
Why can't? How do I make him go away? Oh. Whoops. Oh, trash can. Clear all measured template objects from this. Oh, that's all of them. Isn't there a way to just make one go away? I thought I just did it.
No worries, I got it. So what spell are you trying to cast?
Sleep.
Sleep, alright. So I'm going to need you to roll the hit die for that, that you are attempting to put to sleep.
Okay.
Alright, so a total of 22 hit points are going night-night. And it typically starts with the person with the lowest HP in its radius.
Okay.
And, Dreamer.
Yes.
You're going down, buddy.
Except I'm not, because I'm a Warforged.
He's a Warforged.
Because you're a Warforged, and you can't be put to sleep now, can you?
No.
Now that is a interesting conundrum. Let's see. Let's look at Warforged.
Yeah, is it not working for you either? Oh no, never mind. Sorry, I thought you were talking about that.
No, we'll resolve that at a later date.
If I cannot be put to sleep, how does it affect me?
Yeah, I'm wondering if it would even target you because you are still technically magic can't put you to sleep.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was banking on.
I'd say even I'm pretty good with that too. I have like a advantage over beating it or something like that with my Fey ancestry.
I think that the spell would still target him in the radius.
Oh, well.
And that because in the future, if a villain tries to put you guys to sleep and has you in the AoE, Dreamer would probably be somebody that they consider targeting along with the rest of the party, and so it would affect them as well. So,
well, I guess I shouldn't have assumed. I would definitely not have casted it.
Okay. For the sake of this being the first time that this has come up, I will allow you to pick a different spell, if that is your choice.
I'd prefer it.
Yes, I am nothing if not a benevolent DM. So, what are you casting instead? And remember, if you make attack rolls, you are at disadvantage because you are currently drunk.
Yeah.
You poison drunk boy.
Let's see.
Poison, you say? Sit down, stay a while. Are you still humming?
Yes.
Bob Thomas?
Shh.
Well, you know what? F it.
Oh, no.
You just following through with it?
I'm going to... I mean, if I can't put this person to sleep, I would like to talk to them. But, you know, since that seems to be not an option at the moment, I'm just going to hit them with a Chaos Bolt.
Nice.
All right.
And I will be using Tides of Chaos.
Oh shit, you're going straight to the limit.
So I will just a regular attack instead of disadvantage, right? Is that how it works? Or is it just advantage now?
No, they would wash out. Okay. So yeah, just a regular attack against this person.
All right. Oh yeah, because you gain... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because you gain advantage, but you also have disadvantage. Yeah, they wash.
Makes sense.
So.
Whammo! Like to... Oh my god!
24 definitely connects.
Yep.
And let's see. Damage-wise on Chaos Bolt, as a reminder, on a hit, target takes 2d8 plus 1d6 of damage. So if you want to roll those 2d8s plus 1d6, you can click on the spell and it has the roll available for you there.
Oof.
And a 4 and a 6. Okay. So you have a choice between force damage or poison damage on this person.
I think we'll go with force.
Force damage. All right.
Well,
so,
that wasn't very nice.
If you want to describe what 15 points of force damage to the back looks like, by all means, proceed.
I don't think it looks like much. I think it's kind of like a... It's just kind of the air's... shimmering a bit as this kind of bolt of barely visible energy shoots from his palm, his outstretched palm, just hits her square in the back.
All right. As it strikes her in the shoulders, Dreamer Very briefly, this person is illuminated from behind, and you can see that the eyes under that hood are brilliant yellow as they glare openly at you. And she sort of starts to growl and turn her head. You only see the side of her hood, Felgrin, as she starts to turn her head to look at where that bolt had come from. What are you finishing up your turn with?
Let's try that.
Backing way the hell up.
Yeah, that hurt, didn't it?
He yells from further away.
Goddamn right, yeah. He does.
What'd you think about that?
All right, Rian, what have you got for us?
Okay, I think him seeing her take two swings at Felgrin and a swing at Dreamer, I think he'll just kind of run up behind her and be just essentially, do I want to just swing at her or do I want to try to talk to her first? Yeah, I think I'm going to try to talk to her first to see if I get any reaction out of her. And I'm going to be charging up towards her and essentially just be like, now, you know this isn't a good idea. You're far outnumbered. Don't make us hurt you. As he pulls his sword and comes up to her. And if she gives any type of, like, motion, I guess, to not fight, I would maybe just hold her down and, like, or not hold her down, but, like, hold my turn to attack. But if, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to ready an action.
Okay.
I'm going to run up on her, and I'm going to pull my sword and get ready to attack and to see what she does. If she tries to attack either me or Dreamer or escape, you know? Well, I guess not escape. If she tries to escape, she's fine. I'll let her go. But, and then we can try to, you know, catch her or whatever. But I'm just trying to give her a chance to back down. So I got, I'm running up to her, holding an action. If she, after saying that, if she tries to attack either one of us, I'll spring my action.
All right. So as you are kind of trying to figure out what the hell is going on, mm-hmm. and she is currently in the process of, like, turning her head to see who had just blasted her in the back with an attack. And those yellow eyes fixate on you, and you can just feel the fury emanating from them. And in a very raspy voice, you hear, "He's supposed to be mine! Are you bringing him something from that?" Ah! And that is the end of your turn.
Yeah. I don't have any bonus actions yet or anything. So.
Is very clearly remaining in an aggressive stance. So okay. If you want to do that grapple check, you're free to.
Yeah, shit, I'll try to grapple her up.
All right, give me athletics.
I can do that. Because I am badass in athletics.
All right, you managed to grapple this person.
14, baby.
14. And Dreamer. What have you got for us? As she is now currently being wrestled with Rian. Hasn't yet been taken to the ground.
Yeah.
But is
imagine
struggling.
I'm trying to do like a full Nelson type thing, getting up underneath her arms and like holding her back.
Please calm down.
Attaboy. That's how you do it.
And I will... I'm going to take the help action for Rian to help bring her to the ground.
Alrighty, so if Rian tries to restrain her, or take her from grappled to restrained on his next turn, you will give him advantage on that. Alrighty. Nice. Miri remaining hidden in the backpack.
Yep.
So I am going to need another athletics check there, Rian.
Sure thing.
As she is trying to slip out of your grasp, actually. As you are holding this individual, you feel her cloak suddenly go slack. And you're no longer holding anything, it seems like.
What the hell?
The cloak is just sort of held in your arms. And Dreamer, you having the highest passive perception in the party, notice... The cloak is squirming, as if something small is moving around inside. And you watch as a giant rat comes bolting out from the base of the cloak and starts rushing between these buildings here to your right. You do have time for a attack of opportunity.
Can I attempt to pounce and try to grab the rat?
Yeah, I would say make me a unarmed attack roll. And then, Rian, you can attempt the same if you want.
Okay, I'll do a grapple. Unarmed attack, set.
Unarmed attack. This would be just trying to fling yourself down on top of this person.
Yeah, this is going to be great. One of us is going to friggin' fumble and we're going to donk heads like the friggin' Three Stooges.
So this is just going to be an Stooges. Athletics for me because I don't have any proficiency in it.
Well, attacks of opportunity tend to be like attacks. You know what? I will allow you guys to do attack of opportunity grapples, but in the future, your enemies will also get them.
Oh.
If I enable something for you guys, I will enable it for the bad guys.
That's legit. I can see that. Okay.
A grapple is an attack, technically.
Yeah. Wait until the day one of you is,
Oh, dreamer bud. But that's okay. I made up for it.
All right. Dreamer.
Yep. Natural 3 for dreamer for a 2. And I rolled a 15 for a 19.
That -1 athletics.
Mm-mm-mm. Yep.
So, Dreamer, you go to dive on top of this giant rat that is currently, like, scampering between the buildings there, and you miss. You just ka-clang down flat onto your stomach. You slip on the ice.
Ow.
It is very noisy, a fall, and it looks painful from where you're standing, Felgrin.
Ooh.
Rian.
Yes. Ooh.
That's gonna smart.
To dive on top of this giant squirming rat that is like kicking and trying to bite at you.
Yep. Bite it back.
Oh god, don't. Ew. It's gross.
It's the only way you can short business.
Ew.
Assert your dominance.
Yeah.
Assert
I have
your,
to be the, I'm
your
the
dominance.
Alpha.
Alpha rat.
So it is now Felgrin's turn, and unfortunately you no longer have a target to aim at because they are under Rian's body.
Just shoot me, it's fine.
Is it dead?
No, it's still squirming.
Oh, he's just kind of looking at it. Is it another one of you? He looks at Dreamer.
No, I don't think so.
Hmm. Well, you're not so tough now, are you?
Don't taunt it. Them. I'm sorry.
Very good at it.
All you are hearing is just furious, angry squeaking, and Rian, you can feel the small claws scrabbling at your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that lower jaw working as they are trying to get an angle to bite you underneath.
Put a forearm on the back of its neck, just like trying to hold it down.
Felgrin, what are you doing?
I don't know. I don't think he's doing anything. I don't know.
Yeah,
he
does seem
do.
The type to just watch as I'm, like, you have it handled, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not touching that thing.
Well, should we, like, put it in a box or?
When you say giant rat, how big are we talking?
When I say giant rat, I mean this thing is small, so it's big for a rat, but it's larger than a cat.
Okay, so maybe like 1.5 feet to like 2 feet, maybe.
Yeah. It is chunkier than Miri.
Oh, shit. Okay, so he's a big boy.
This is a meaty rat that you were currently flopped over on top of.
Do you want me to get a trash can to trap it under?
Actually, wasn't there some rubbish bins just down the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe we can stick her in there.
Okay.
Get some questions answered.
He just kind of wanders off a little unsteady.
Maybe we should let her go. We have other...
Absolutely not. She tried to kill me, he says as he walks away.
I mean, not to be an asshole, but helping a stranger compared to someone who literally just tried to kill us, I'm kind of focused on this right now.
So, Felgrin, you're heading for those rubbish bins?
Yeah, he'll grab one of them.
All right. So, combat is still going, so you get to about there this time. Oh, Rian, what are you doing with your turn?
I'm gonna try to. What's the next step? A subdue it? Is it? Or
you can try to restrain them if you have something to restrain them with.
I have my rope in my backpack. That's about it. But I don't
you
know
have the
if
rope.
I can...
Okay, I would say you can make a dexterity check at disadvantage because they are currently squirming against you.
You hogtie the rat.
You know, actually, let's see. You're a sailor.
Yep.
So I would
say I know how to tie knots.
You know how to tie knots. All right. So actually, give me a dexterity check without disadvantage, just straight up.
Okay.
And we'll add your proficiency modifier on there. So
plus 2.
Plus 2, so 12. And they are currently trying to avoid getting tied up.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a 12. You do manage to restrain this squirming creature.
Tie goes to the runner.
Woo!
Like, yeah, hog tire. Her feet together and kind of flip her over and put her on her back. Just be like, oh, jeez, okay.
All right.
Oh, damn thing was scratching the hell out of me.
Still squirming, still trying to bite and snap at anything that comes near her face. So, Dreamer, what are you doing?
I will stay back. Just, again, say, please calm down.
It'll work one of these times.
Give me a persuasion check at disadvantage.
Yeah.
You got this, no problem. No, never mind.
Oh, Natty won again. You are killing it tonight, bud.
You just made it so much worse.
Weirdly, not very persuasive an argument.
Yeah.
So, Miri, her head is currently snaked out of your backpack and is watching what's going on beneath her. The rat is going to start gnawing on the ropes. So, their action this turn is just taking a bite. I think ropes have a set amount of HP.
Correct.
Take a look. I'm sure it's got to be on the little.
So let's look that up. That should be.
Is it hempen rope?
DC 17 is what it says. Strength check.
Two hit points.
To burst. Oh, 2 hit points. So she totally just chewed right through that shit. I bet.
Well, part of it. I mean, you tied up the leg like a hog tie, right? I mean.
4. So let's see. Hempen rope. Let's say. Rope yep, probably has, yeah, rope probably has a AC of like 10 or so, you know, kind of standard.
Okay.
So is able to gnaw themselves free of it. You see that rope start to go slack around the 4 paws that you have pulled together, and they are going to attempt another runner. So you do have an opportunity to try and grab them again.
Oh, no, you don't.
So give me that athletics check.
Okay. Oh, it's not as good. Only 13.
That might be enough. Yep, you have him again.
Yay.
Nice. Be like, God damn it, Felgren, get back here with this. She's a wily one.
Where are these? Where were they again?
Slaver.
Do what now?
Do what now?
Yeah. It's like 3 turns later, he's back at the bar. So he's like, I couldn't find them.
I would say you can get there and back in about 2 turns, so...
I mean, I can dash, right?
Yeah, but it's 60 feet away or so the cans. So you get down to the end of the street that Dreamer had initially tried to take you down, where you saw a couple of rubbish bins, and looking sort of like hastily into each of them, you find one that is only about... a quarter full, and most of that seems to be with snow, though you can see that the layer of snow on top is kind of lumpy, like there is something down in the bottom. It's not heavy enough to slow you down, just kind of like awkward as you start rushing drunkenly back with it towards the others.
He's just hugging it as he runs.
So you're currently about there on your way back. So Rian,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Well, I'm not going to try to... I guess I'm just going to hold her there. It's better just keep my body on her as opposed to trying to hog tie her again. Unless, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hog tie her gun this time and her damn mouth. There we go. So right. I'm going to try to, do another
gagger.
Restraint.
All right.
Gagger. Not gagger. Where's my...
That's creepy.
It's athletics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 17.
Hot tomorrow.
9. So with the...
Tonight's my night. Hoo-yah.
Your rope, I wouldn't say it's not divided down the middle. It does seem that she has... You now have a length of 40 feet of rope and a length of 10 feet of rope that is just kind of frayed on either end.
Nice.
Do manage to, with the shortened rope, truss this squirming rat up and make it a point to wrap around their muzzle as well. But as your hands go near their face... I want you to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Not a problem. One second, let me get on that page so I can see it myself when it happens. Hey, not bad.
16.
16.
Right. So they try to bite at you and are really, like, craning their neck to get at your fingers. And you very, you know, you've been on the rigging since you were a small boy. You have done an awful lot of rope work on some of the stormiest decks the seas have seen. Dealing with a squirming rat is really no different from that, and you very nimbly truss them up again.
A child's play.
Yep, I imagine after I finish wrapping up the mouth, I just bap it on the nose and be like, that's a bad rat.
That's still a person.
It'd be a person when it turns back and tells us what the hell it was doing. In the meantime, it's a bad rat.
So now that they are subdued with no opportunity for escape at this time, we're going to end combat there as Felgrin comes back to the mouth of the street you guys had gone down, hugging a dumpster that is very, very cold, Felgrin, against your skin. It is dry and metallic and just kind of awkward. Your cheek is resting up against it.
I hate running.
It's weird because his voice has almost this kind of metallic echo as he's speaking almost into the side of this this dumpster.
Sounds like Darth Vader.
He's going to go over and trap the rat in the can and plop down on the top of it.
Okay, so upending it atop of this rat like a like catching a spider under a drinking glass.
Well, he says, just kind of sitting on the trash can. Interesting. Evening.
You hear thumping against the side of the can as it seems that your quarry is struggling against their bindings. What are you guys doing?
I'm throwing it in the trash can.
Oh, I'm already, I trapped it.
Oh, you put it in a trash can over it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were leaning on it. I thought you set it down and just jumped out and realized you put it on it. Sorry.
No, I put it on the thing and just kind of sat on it.
Okay. You're like, well, if you want to hold here for a second, I'll run down the streets a little bit to check on your other friend, I guess.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't care.
just kind of stay here for a second.
You're like, Dreamer, you want to come with me?
No, God, don't leave me with this thing.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Yes, it's a good idea.
And so me and Miri are going to make our way down the thing to hook up with the six guys at the end of the...
So as you approach the end of this street, I want you and Miri to give me a perception check.
Okay. Me perception, which is my good roll.
Yep.
And I didn't do great. And then Miri's perception, which is also one of her good rolls. Yeah, that's my girl.
All right.
Got a 20.
So as you're kind of, you know, jogging up the street in the direction that you had heard those distant voices through through the buildings, panting a little.
Nope.
The most prominent sound in your ears are your own boots sort of crunching through that icy crust of snow underfoot and slapping on the frozen cobblestones underneath. The wind is coming off that very high mountain and sort of whistling through the buildings. You are not picking up on those distant voices. And as you kind of, you know, glance at your shoulder and you see that little bronze head poking up,
mm-hmm.
and she's kind of like got one, her head cocked to one side, listening really hard. And after a moment, she shakes her head.
I don't hear them.
Ah, oh, damn it. Well, hopefully, the fella got away. But I guess we'll just have to head back and figure out what the hell this rat woman's all about. And you did good, sweetie. You did good. I appreciate you listening to me as he turns around and starts walking back.
Well,
I found... as you come back, he's like, I found powdered iron on his palms. Can you believe it?
I don't know what that means, but...
Oh, it's... yes. Fine.
There's no one down there. So hopefully he got away, but...
He's a wizard, so he's probably fine.
Oh, he's a wizard?
Yes. He's a wizard.
Oh, okay.
Or
yeah, he probably is definitely fine.
Or something cooler.
I can't think of anything that's cooler than a wizard.
Oh, there's plenty. They're nerds, really.
A frozen wizard.
Like, I mean, wizards are really, really cool. You know, they get those really cool spells, you know.
Yes, spells they read from books. It's all very impressive.
God, I'm sorry I couldn't find him.
Well, you can't win them all.
He'll have to be fine, but now we got this one to deal with, so...
Yep. How are you doing in there? He kind of kicks the can with his heel twice.
That's perfect.
As you kick the can with your heel, you hear almost an angry thumping from within in response.
Two thumps for bad. One thump for really bad.
You kind of lose count in your drunken state of just how many times this rat thrashes against the inside of the can.
That's many counts of really bad.
Yeah, sounds that way to me. It's like, so should we, she should still be bound up. I tied her up pretty damn good this time.
Well, I don't think we can get any answers while they're a rat.
True. Maybe we just carry around in that little trash can somewhere that we can find a... I guess, oh man, I guess are any of these houses, like, abandoned houses, I guess, or...
Oh god.
Well, I'm just thinking if we could, like, trap her in a room and then give her the chance to turn back and then be like, hey, what the hell? Because if we do it out here, she's gonna run.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as we let her loose.
Give me a perception check.
Hey, we've been rocking these so far.
Yep. Miri's the only one that's been killing it. Yep, not great. 11.
I can roll mine.
And remember, Felgrin does them at disadvantage because he's drunk.
With disadvantage. Plus zero.
This house looks fine.
Plus zero disadvantage.
Yeah. And Dreamer, you can get in on this too if you want.
That's a hot six.
We should let her go.
Absolutely not. For the last time. Hot damn.
Oh, nice.
So, 25 on that. Nat 20. From the tracks you're seeing in the snow, there's area gets a lot of foot traffic. It's quiet right now. It's also about 11:15 at night. So you would imagine you can understand why it's quiet. But Dreamer, you do recall seeing briefly as you were passing on the south side of the road, there did seem to be a house with a torn up roof. Is probably your best bet for a abandoned structure to hole up in for a bit.
There was... I'll relay the directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep looking for the tiefling. Just briefly.
Oh, like just look for tracks or something?
Yes.
For him? Okay. Well, yeah, if he's heading back down the road that way, I'm going to head south to I'm going to try to scoop, like, take the pail and like kind of scoop the rat up in it.
Yeah, he'll hop off of it.
Yep, and then carry it to the abandoned building. Be like, well, if you want to, you can check on that. Come catch up with us as quick as possible.
Yes, and don't die.
Yes, that would be. Because I kind of like you. We've only known each other for a very little bit, but I like you, Dreamer. So
I don't want you to die. That's more than I give most people. And he kind of just follows Rian.
Yeah, more than me, I think, but still.
Definitely more.
Dreamer maybe sheds a frozen tear.
Nice.
All right.
It's like that that commercial back in the day, the Native American guy that comes up to this road when the dude throws the trash out.
Oh, you mean Wayne's World?
They did it too.
They did it. They did it first.
They did not do it first.
They definitely did it first.
Lando, what is it that you you want to do as you head northward?
Head northwards, and
sorry, eastward. It,
right. Yes.
Yeah.
Because our map's all tilted.
Come to this spot. I guess I'm looking for tracks.
Okay. Give me a survival check.
Fresh tracks.
I got these fresh tracks.
Nice. 19. Nice roll.
Nice. That's a good roll. Hell yeah.
So, the freshest of the tracks seem to race towards one end of the street, stop about here, and then race back the other direction. And you judge them to be Felgrin's tracks from when he ran down to this corner, blasted off a chaos bolt, and then, you know, came running back through to go fetch a trash can.
Yes.
But a little older than that, starting to be filled in by the light dusting of snow that is starting to fall, you're picking up about half a dozen boot tracks that are just kind of moving with purpose through these buildings here.
I will follow.
You'll follow. All right.
Well, hope you got that second character right.
So as the snow continues to fall and you follow the tracks, the snowfall starts to get a little heavier. I'd like another survival check.
Oh!
As you
another nat one.
Travel.
Nat one!
For a couple of minutes. And unfortunately, you reach an intersection where
you have to stop.
The frozen mud has just had so many people treading through it, and the snow has started to cover the tracks of people who have walked through the mud, that it just becomes a jumbled mess, and you're not able to make heads or tails of it.
I will just pick a direction and keep searching.
All right. So picking a direction at random?
Yeah.
How lawful good are you?
Roll me a 1d4. All right. So you strike off still further south. We're going to head back to the others for a bit. And we'll get back to your pursuit in a moment. So, Rian Felgrin, as you sort of turn the trash can on its side and nudge with your boots this giant tied up rat into the can and carry it this direction, you can see this mangy creature sort of rolling from one side to the other, its tail thrashing angrily. Hear the angry chittering, see the nose twitching as she does not make carrying this very awkward burden any easier on you. The structure that you find when you try the doors, standing outside with your Cano rat, is locked.
Goody.
There are a few windows that are boarded up, and I would like you both to give me an investigation check for how you might get inside.
Excellent.
So bad at this.
Natty 16. Boom!
Disadvantage.
Oh yeah, you got disadvantage.
3!
Yep. 16 and a 3, unfortunately.
Felgrin, you're really kind of more fascinated with the thrashing of your captive and making sure she doesn't making sure she doesn't knock over the can than you are looking for a way in. But Rian, on the south side of the building, you do find a window where the boards there's a pretty sizable gap between them, and as you reach up and grab the upper board and kind of give it a shake, you actually feel it's really loose in your hand. And sticking your head through the gap and looking down, you can see that the board that had previously been filling that sizable gap has either fallen or been put onto the ground. Mm. You could see on either side, on the inside of the windowsill, where it had previously been nailed in.
Gotcha.
You definitely, with a 16 investigation, get the vibe that somebody has been, you know, going in and out of this window and probably trying to put the planks back every time they went out or in.
Yeah, I think you kind of look around for a second just to see if there's anybody like coming, and then he's like, grin over here.
Hmm, what?
I found a way in, come on.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of...
Yeah. Since it's middle of the night and there's houses all around, I'm trying to keep it a little quiet.
Stumps like, through the snow towards you.
Yeah. Ka-doom, ka-doom,
ka-doom. All right.
Accidentally kicking the trash can as it's going. Like, yeah.
So you're able to crawl your way into what appears to be a very dusty kitchen. Or it would be a kitchen if the furniture weren't all smashed up. There is refuse lying all about. There is snow piled up about a foot deep under the window where it seems it's kind of drifted in through the broken glass. And it is very, very awkward getting... Are you guys taking the entire trash can into the building or are you taking your captive?
If it's possible, I'll probably just like kind of empty the trash can, like a do like a trash chuck type thing with the contents, like you're throwing out a bucket of water, just throw them through the window and then follow them in.
All right, so
she's still tied up.
You kind of heft the rat through the window. And for the sake of it, give me an athletics check.
Oh my.
It'll be fine. Maybe.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, 21, baby.
All swish. Right. Nothing
yeah, you know
killing it tonight.
Nothing but net.
Yeah.
Weirdly, this is not dissimilar from the times that you've been made to swab the deck.
There
where you have
cast the water
had,
out.
No. Yeah, where you've cast the water out. It's a little bit like that. It's a little heavier, a little more awkward, a bundle.
Yep.
But you do manage to heft this rat rather neatly. Mm-hmm. Through the window, and you can hear the clatter of some of the broken furniture in there knocking over or being knocked over, and hear the muffled, pained squeak of your restrained captive.
Oh, yeah, I imagine he's well, I think he's just like he's been attacked. You know, we've been drawn out into the snow, he's just pissed at this point, and he's gonna find out why this person is after him. Whether it was you or whether it was whoever, but it was, you know, why this woman is attacking, because he wants to keep his daughter safe.
Oh, thank you for that, Rian. That was delightful to watch.
just make sure that she doesn't get back out. If you want to come inside and stand by the window or stay out here by the window, just make sure she doesn't come back out.
Yeah,
try to calm her down and talk to her.
Go inside. I think you would... climb in through the window, just kind of bent at the waist, and then just tumble inside.
Into the snow. just lay there a second.
It's not a good night for me.
Alright.
You ain't dead yet.